Blackstone Audio presents I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive by Steve Earle. In memory of my father, Jack Dublin Earle. Chapter 1. Doc woke up sick, every cell in his body screaming for morphine, head pounding, eyes, nose, and throat burning. His back and legs ached deep down inside, and when he tried to sit up, he immediately doubled over, racked with abdominal cramps. He barely managed to make it to the toilet down the hall before his guts turned inside out. Just like every day. Day in, day out. No pardon, no parole. Until he got a shot of dope in him, it wasn't gonna get any better. Doc knew well that the physical withdrawal symptoms were nothing compared with the deeper demons, the mind-numbing fear and heart-crushing despair that awaited him if he didn't get his ass moving and out on the street. The worst part was that 3/4 of a mile of semi-molten asphalt and humiliation lay between him and his first fix, and every inch would be an insistent reminder of just how far he had fallen in the last 10 years. In the old days, back in Bossier City, all Doc had to do was sit up and swing his needle-ravaged legs over the edge of the bed, and his wake-up shot was always right there on the nightstand, loaded up and ready to go. Well, almost always. Sometimes he'd wake up in the middle of the night swearing that someone was calling his name. When morning came, he was never quite sure that it wasn't a dream until he reached for his rig, found it was empty. Even then, he had only to make his way to the medication cabinet in his office downstairs to get what he needed. Pure, sterile morphine sulfate measured out in precise doses.